Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. Summit Carbon Solutions will apply again for a permit to build its carbon pipeline in South Dakota. Summit initially applied for a permit in South Dakota in February 2022 before it was denied last month by state utility regulators. The company will reapply after it identifies a new route that complies with county ordinances. Reapplying could take a year for a possible decision. The Iowa Capital Dispatch reports that Summit spokesperson Sabrina Zahner said, "Moving forward, we are committed to working with the counties in South Dakota to find a mutually agreeable path through each county. This means working within ordinances regarding applicability of waivers, etc., and more dynamic conversations around routing." Summit had asked the Utilities Commission to overrule those ordinances, but withdrew that request after the commission upheld the ordinances in regard to another pipeline proposal by Navigator CO2 Ventures. Navigator has since suspended its negotiations for land easements in South Dakota and has suspended its permit process in Iowa. Meanwhile, Summit has renewed its request with North Dakota utility regulators to nullify the effects of two county ordinances that restrict the placement of its proposed pipeline in that state. Summit pipeline hearings in Iowa are expected to wrap up its seventh week of testimony this week in Fort Dodge, but they'll then hit the pause button before resuming hearings sometime in November. The traffic light signals at the intersection of Lynn Avenue and West Prospect Street in New Hampton are not going away. Mayor Bobby Schrickrath says feedback from the public factored into the City Council's decision this week, including input from New Hampton School Superintendent Jay Jurens.
From the school standpoint, they would like to see the light left there just with safety reasons, and a lot of kids cross there for walking to school and home during the day. And then we also had a few citizens reach out to City Hall and myself stating that they would also like that light left there. So there was no action taken, which means we will leave the light in place as it is.
Schrickrath adds that businesses in that area also expressed keeping the traffic signals in place. After about a month of discussions, he says the issue is now complete. Floyd County Public Health has announced the return of their Alzheimer's support group. The sessions are aimed at family members and caregivers that have loved ones affected by Alzheimer's disease or related disorders. Join with relatives, friends, and other community members to share experiences and to get resources. The Alzheimer's Support Group will be held the third Thursday of every month, starting next Thursday, October 19th at 4:30 p.m. at the Floyd County Public Health Office at 1003 Gilbert Street, Charles City. Call 641-257-6111 with questions. Anyone is welcome to attend. Luther College's website, luther.edu, has won the coveted Best University Website Award at the 2023 Web Awards, honoring excellence in website design and building. In a statement, Laura Barlament, Executive Director of Strategic Marketing and Communications for Luther, said, "It's a huge honor to have the Luther website named the Best University Website of 2023. As our second website award this year, it reinforces what we heard from our most important judges, prospective and current students, that the Luther website is appealing and easy to use. It was our goal to build a website that reflects the excellence and the warmth of the Luther community itself." The award comes a year after the launch of the redesigned Luther.edu and follows Luther's partnership with M. Stoner, now part of Carnegie, a higher education marketing and enrollment strategy firm, to redesign the website. Independent judges from around the world assessed websites from nearly 90 colleges and universities. This week's Iowa DNR Fall Color Report says this week and next are best to enjoy a fall leaf peeper road trip to the beautiful Driftless region. Lots of vibrant colors from sugar maple, sumac, Virginia creeper, ash, walnut, bashwood, and cottonwood trees. White pine trees are dropping their two-year-old needles. Aspen is starting to turn yellow. Some maples have dropped their leaves early, likely due to this summer's drought. In north-central Iowa, the DNR says sumac, dogwoods, Virginia creeper, and poison ivy are showing red. The peak viewing for that area is anticipated to be around October 14th. Tomorrow night on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's Charles City football, the Comets hosting Webster City. Pregame coverage starts with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report at 6:45. The Mills Incorporated pregame show is at 7, and kickoff is at 7:30. Tomorrow night on 95.9 KCHA, it's Nashville Plainfield football. Huskies looking to snap a two-game losing streak. They'll play at North Butler. Radio Iowa Scouting Report at 6:30. Huskies pregame show at 6:45 and the kickoff at 7. Looking ahead towards Saturday on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's UNI football playing at Indiana State. 5 o'clock with the pregame, kickoff at 6. And Iowa State football Saturday night on 95.9 KCHA. Pregame for the Cyclones hosting TCU, 5 o'clock, kickoff at 7 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.